This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I have worked very hard. Your host has worked diligently to find something major, any major headline in the media about Trump's visit to North Korea to deal with world peace and denuclearize North Korea, and I can't find it. There is just nothing out there about Trump's meetings with Kim. And this is what the Democrats wanted. That's amazing. The entire day is headlines about Trump being a liar, a cheat, and a racist, but not a word about Trump meeting to create world peace and denuclearize North Korea. Amazing. I'll get to all of that. A lot of news stories out there you don't know about. I'll get to them in a second. India, Pakistan should be the biggest news story of the day, by the way. Facebook censoring of conservatives should be the biggest news story of the day. But I'll get to all that in a minute. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this show, and I want to say something so nice about Liberty. I want to thank them because when you're going in for surgery, you have no idea what your bill's going to be. And Liberty took care of everything, and they just did such a great job. First, I had a $2,500 CAT scan, and my bill was $250 out of $2,500. And then I had an operation that cost about $15,000, and Liberty said, all you have to do is pay the deductible of $2,500. We'll take care of the rest. And they did. You're not getting any other bill, Wayne. Just pay the deductible. And the hospital asked for the deductible, $2,250, I think it was. And I paid it, and that was it. I didn't owe anything else. I said, what about the rest of it? No, they negotiated with us, and they took care of the bill. They negotiated it way down, and they took all of it, and that's it. That's your end of it. So, I mean, up till now, I've been telling everybody how I save $18,000 a year on premiums with Liberty HealthShare. Who doesn't need an extra $18,000 or an extra $36,000 or after 3 years now, an extra $54,000? And I tell people I had a $2,500 dental bill from my son Hudson, and they reimbursed $2,000 of it. And I tell people I had three doctor visits in December of last year, and all three doctors took Liberty HealthShare. Amazing. I didn't ask in advance. I just walked in the door, and I just never imagined they'd take it. They all took it because they were my chosen doctors. I don't care if they take Liberty or not. It's worth it. If you're saving $18,000 a year and each visit is $100, $200, who cares? You pay it because it's the doctor you choose. I want my doctor. I didn't know they took it. All three took it. And then my copay was nothing. All three visits were free. So I already had amazing experience with them, with the price, an amazing experience with the dental work with my son, an amazing experience with my three doctor visits, but then this surgery knocked it out of the ballpark. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. And, man, they have taken care of me, and it's not because Wainwright's the host. They didn't do anything special for Wainwright the host. They didn't even know who I was when my bills were submitted for my son's dental. And my three doctor visits, there was nothing submitted. I just went to the doctor, and all three doctors said, no, that's included in your wellness visits. That's it. You owe nothing. This one, I called ahead and said, I'm having major surgery. What do I do? And they said, well, tell us the name of the hospital. We'll go negotiate it. And they did. Then I sat down at the hospital the day before the surgery, and they said, oh, it's already been pre-approved, and your insurance company took care of everything. It's like, what? They were like, all you owe us is the rest of the deductible. They want us to collect that from you, and I guess they probably split that, you know, the two of them. So I paid them the $2,250, and then I went in to have surgery knowing that the bill was done. And it wasn't on me. It was on them. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Is that the greatest testimonial ever from a host? Everybody needs to get on Liberty HealthShare. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, lightyourliberty.com. I got to make up a new ad just for that. Only Wayne Root could turn lemons to lemonades, right? You're sick, you have kidney stones, you need major surgery, you're scared to death. I turn it into an advertisement for my sponsor. That's called a salesman, man. but it's true. The thing is, I'm not making anything up. This is the real story of what happened. I'm going to be their biggest positive they've ever had. So anyway, the big news story today is Michael Cohen. But meanwhile, India is enraged. They're amassing tanks and 14,000 bunkers along the Pakistan border. We're ready for nuclear war. And nobody seems to notice or care. And Trump's trying to stop nuclear war in North Vietnam. Nobody notices or cares. All they care about is a lying lawyer. It's amazing. The potential for major war, nuclear war, to break out along the India-Pakistan border continues to build after Pakistan said it shot down Indian fighter jets over disputed border region of Kashmir. India confirmed only one downed aircraft. His foreign ministry said a Pakistani jet was hit in retaliation. What's known for sure is an Indian pilot is currently in Pakistani military custody after his plane was struck. And the fate of the captured Indian Air Force pilot could be the key to whether tensions escalate to a full-blown war or return to an uneasy status quo. Doesn't look good. Throughout the early evening on Wednesday, there were increasing reports of tanks and heavy artillery being amassed along the border on both sides. And there was also a video of them beating the crap out of the Indian pilot. Amazing. The world isn't talking about it. That should be the biggest news story in the country, along with Facebook censoring conservatives. And also this piece of garbage rat, Michael Cohen. The Gambino heir. The heir to the Gambino crime family, Giovanni Gambino. The mob heir predicts Michael Cohen will get whacked in prison. He predicts Michael Cohen will face retaliation. He's issued a stark warning to Michael Cohen, predicting that President Trump's former personal attorney may face retaliation behind bars. A message for Michael Cohen. He better keep his mouth shut, Giovanni Gambino told the Daily Mail on Wednesday morning. Blasting Trump's former fixer shortly before he publicly testified. He is the 43-year-old son of the late Sicilian mob boss, Francesco Sicchio Gambino, and cousin to the infamous crime boss, Carlo Gambino. Enough with the music. Okay. He speculated that Cohen's withering testimony. Thank you, Chris. Cohen's withering testimony could have harsh consequences. Inmates love Trump and hate rats. If he wants to get out alive, you better keep his mouth shut about Trump. A little late, don't you think? Cohen is due to report to federal prison in May. He's been sentenced to serve 3 years, pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations, tax fraud, bank fraud, lying to Congress. Wow. Just interesting. I was like finding interesting stories. Trump had a comment today. He said Michael Cohen was one of many lawyers who represented me, unfortunately. He had other clients also. He was just disbarred by the state Supreme Court for lying and fraud. He did bad things unrelated to Trump. He's lying in order to reduce his prison time using Hillary's crooked lawyer. In any case, that's the story. Cohen's going to serve his sentence at FCI Otisville, 70 miles northwest of New York City. Guess why? Guess what Otisville's known for? I know that name right away. It's where all the Orthodox Jews go to prison. It's a minimum security camp at Otisville, known as one of the cushiest in the federal prison system. It's often requested by Jewish inmates due to special religious and dietary provisions. Michael Cohen needs kosher food, I'm sure. Wants to hang out with rabbis all day. Well, I can think of the alternative. It's not usually what you meet in prison, right? Kosher food and rabbis. I know the alternative. I know what happened to Michael Cohen, the alternative. And by the way, I don't think that prison is going to be very friendly to him. You know, Gambino doesn't seem to understand he's going to a Jewish prison. But guess what? You didn't even know they were Jewish prison, did you? Guess what? Jewish inmates in a religious institution all love Trump. Israel loves Trump. Every Israeli loves Trump. Every Israeli leader loves Trump. Smart Jews love Trump. Dumb Jews hate Trump. The average dumb Jewish voter. And I use the word dumb because how could you be Jewish and vote against a guy who has done so much for Israel? You got to be stupid. But let me tell you something. Orthodox Jews love Trump because they appreciate Israel. Israel's more important than abortion to Orthodox Jews. And I'm Jewish. I can say that. My own Reform Jewish people, crazy, out of their minds, don't even understand who their friends are. They spit in their friend's face and bite their friend's hand. Trump has been the greatest president to Jews. I'm the guy who wrote the column, I think it was 4 or 5 days after Trump was elected, for Fox News, has America just elected our first Jewish president? And I opened it by saying, listen, we know Clinton wasn't black, but everybody said Bill Clinton was the first black president. Why? Because he was so nice to blacks, they called him a black president, even though he's white. using that logic, Trump will be the greatest president ever for Israel and Jews, so maybe we call him the first Jewish president. And I was right. I was exactly right. I'm always exactly right. Except when I say I'm wrong. Five lies Cohen told under oath during congressional testimony. He continues to lie to Congress. Here's five lies that were dug up on Cohen. Cohen said Roger Stone told Trump in July. He spoke with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange about the release of Hillary Clinton's emails. Assange publicly announced his intention to release Clinton's emails in June of 16, shortly after former FBI Director James Comey exonerated Clinton. So even if Stone made Trump aware of the email dumps, it was already publicly known. And WikiLeaks issued a statement shortly after Cohen's claim detailing as much. WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange has never had a telephone call with Roger Stone. Number two, Cohen denied having a desire to work at the White House after Trump was elected. Lie. Representative Jordan, how long did you work in the White House? Michael Cohen, I never worked in the White House. Representative Jordan, that's the point, isn't it? Even CNN had a point out the lie, noting it was well known that Cohen wanted to work at the White House, and badly. Number three, Cohen admitted to being a foreign agent for Kazakhstan despite failing to register as one. And now he's being referred to for a criminal investigation by Mark Meadows. Number four, Cohen told Congress he never defrauded a bank despite pleading guilty to bank fraud. Number five, Cohen stated he's never been to Prague, which contradicts assertions from the infamous Steele dossier. So is Cohen lying, or the Steele dossier fabricated the claim that Cohen traveled to Prague to meet with Kremlin officials to discuss payments to whoever hacked Hillary Clinton? Here's the star witness that all the networks stopped their coverage for the day to listen to. He has no proof of anything, but his gut instinct, he thinks, maybe, coulda, woulda, maybe, shoulda. It's a joke. I think Obama's a commie. I don't have proof of it, but I think he's a commie. I'm willing to testify. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you want to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the four-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
War now!
If you're... Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Major surgery last Thursday night. Already thanked Liberty Health Share for taking care of the bill. They are the best I've ever had. And now I could say I want to thank Cenogenics for getting me in such great physical shape. Remember, I went in and did all my fitness tests with Cenogenics back when I started with them last, it was either May or June. And then I went back in December, and my fitness level had increased by just a smidge under 60%. Not 6, not 16, 60%, 6-0. I'm in 60% better shape than just a few months ago. You know that that was a big part of my recovery from this major surgery, you know? Surgery on Thursday, by Monday, back on the air 3 hours a day, by Tuesday, feeling 80% better, by Wednesday, today, 95% better, and I would say tomorrow will be 100%. If not tomorrow, then Friday's 100. So, I mean, in a week or less, full recovery from major surgery, and I was in a lot of pain over the weekend, so I couldn't even walk. I mean, I walked like a 90-year-old man on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So, I mean, it's amazing I've made the recovery I have by now that quickly. Thank you, Cenogenics. They are the global leader in defying aging. And I'm living proof that 99% of male CEOs over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it. So if you're a male, and you don't have to be a CEO, any male, but if you're a male CEO, if you're a male business owner, if you're just a male, if you're a woman, and you just want to know what kind of shape you're in, this is the place to go to. They run all the extensive tests that nobody else does unless you're really sick. I mean, the only way you get tests like this is if you're dying of cancer. Then the Mayo Clinic runs tests like this. But if you're not dying of cancer, you're in perfectly normal shape. No one in the country runs tests like Cenogenics. Give them a call for a free, no obligation consultation. Free call, free consultation. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. I feel great. I look great. And I made a great recovery from surgery. Thank you, Synagenix, for building a foundation of health for me. 888 Younger. Or go to Synagenix.com. C-E-N-E-Genix. G-E-N-I-C-S.com. So I worked hard. I did finally find a couple articles at Drudge Report on Trump's meeting in North Korea with Kim Jong-un. And so it's the first two I found. You know what's interesting? While the Democrats are covering it up, I found that key Democrats back President Trump in his North Korean talks, including Jimmy Carter, led by Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat, California, a top voice in the Democratic Party pushing for an end to endless wars around the globe. A group of 18 Democrats have signed on to a resolution in the House that would formally end the Korean War in its 68th year. Technically, the war never ended. U.S. troops have remained deployed along the demilitarized zone, DMZ, since open conflict stopped decades ago. The resolution has the backing of 18 House Democrats, including a number of regular harsh critics of President Trump, and the backing of former President Jimmy Carter. Historic engagement between South and North Korea has created a once-in-a-generation opportunity to formally end this war, Khanna said. President Trump must not squander this rare chance for peace. He should work hand-in-hand with our ally, South Korean President Moon Jae-in, to bring the war to a close and advance towards denuclearization of the peninsula. Carter, the former Democratic president, said, "I commend this important resolution that will help bring this nearly 7-year conflict to a close." Kind of amazing. It is not clear from those statements that Carter and Khanna issued in the press release these Democrats are supporting Trump. But this was our effort to signal ahead of those talks that Congress is certainly hopeful that they'll be successful. I'm sure all the same people will root for Trump's impeachment. This guy Khanna said it's important for progressives and Democrats to support the president and the administration's efforts as they engage in dialogue in North Korea. Khanna said there are certainly things he disagrees with the administration on. For instance, he will be on the House panel that grills former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. But when it comes to matters as important as negotiation with North Korea, all Americans need to stick together and put partisan politics aside. So that's good. Trump finishes the meeting with Kim with very good dialogue. Great meetings, dinner tonight in Vietnam with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Very good dialogue. Resuming tomorrow. That's Trump's Twitter feed. All false reporting, guessing on my attention with respect to North Korea. Kim Jong-un and I will work very hard to try and work out something on denuclearization and making North Korea an economic powerhouse. I believe China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea will be very helpful. We're going to have a busy day tomorrow. We'll probably have a pretty quick dinner, and a lot of things are going to be solved, I hope. All coming from Trump. So, good stuff there. Trump at the signing ceremony looked on as Boeing and Vietjet signed a deal valued at $12.7 billion. Bamboo Airlines signed one worth $3 billion. GE signed an agreement with Vietjet. So, I mean, good stuff for American business thanks to Donald Trump. You know what that means? Jobs, jobs, jobs. Something Democrats have no clue about.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House hearing.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen testifying before a House Oversight Committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan sits on that same committee.
The first announced witness for the 116th Congress is a guy who is going to prison in 2 months for lying to Congress.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are continuing to hold talks in Hanoi. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson tells Fox News the best way to negotiate with the North Koreans.
In informal settings, at meals, when they walk off together, they seem to have built a good rapport. And this is where you make deals with the North Koreans. So far, the summit is off to a good start.
The Dow closed down 72 points to close at 25,985. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn, Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this show. They're the main title sponsor. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights to my studio. They're the title sponsor. And they are a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's management team, led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with industry giants like Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Please visit Fordham Resources for a complete review. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. And once again, ticker symbol in the U.S., FTMR. Check them out. All right, we've got our guest here, Hans von Spakovsky, I believe it's pronounced, Spakovsky, legal expert, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, to talk about what we witnessed today with the Michael Cohen hearing. Hans, did I get your last name right again this time?
Yeah,
I hope.
Yeah, you did. No, you did it just fine.
I'm trying my best. I fight through it every time. Spakovsky.
Yeah, no, you
there
got it.
I fight my way through it. All right. So, first of all, I thought the Michael Cohen hearing today, look, you're the big shot legal expert. And I'm just little old Wayne Root, the guy who talks and talks and talks. Let's see if I got it right. What if Wayne Root said, I want to testify in front of Congress. I have no proof of anything I'm about to say, but I think Obama's a communist. I think he's a Muslim. I think he's out to destroy Israel. I think he tried to destroy America. I think he tried to wipe out small business. I think he resents anyone who owns a business. I think he hates the middle class. I think he used Obamacare to wipe out the middle class. And he's just a very bad, evil guy, but I can't prove any of that. I just have a gut instinct. I have my suspicions. Would they stop all the news networks today and put Wayne Root in front of the United States Congress and let me talk about stuff that's just my suspicions and my gut instinct, meaning stop the press as Wayne Root has made a guess?
Oh, no, look, you've pegged it exactly correctly. Cohen made all these accusations, but he produced no proof of any kind to substantiate any of them. And, you know, what amazed me was at one point in his opening statement, he said, the president's a racist, a con man, and a cheat. Well, Cohen must have been looking in the mirror when he wrote that, because that perfectly describes him. And look, the guy has no credibility. It's not just that he pled guilty previously to lying to Congress. Remember, he also pleaded guilty to lying to the IRS in order to cheat on his taxes. He admitted lying to banks and cheating in his financial dealings. So the guy has lied on numerous occasions, and yet the Democrats were hanging on every word he said today.
Right. So also in the middle of the hearing, Mark Meadows said he's referred him for criminal investigation for not, you know, announcing to the world that he's a lobbyist for foreign countries. Is that something that could actually stick? Is that a new problem for Michael Cohen?
It is, because the Foreign Registration Act is the provision that they used against, guess who? Paul Manafort, for not registering too. So yeah, that is a potential problem. Look, I actually think this hearing could have stopped after the first 15 minutes when Cohen said something that has gotten hardly any attention. He said, I have no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russian government officials.
But I have my suspicions.
Right. But no proof. Well, then why was he there? Well, he was there in order to feed this media machine that the Democrats want to basically show that Trump is a terrible person and they don't like.
So was there any bombshell today? Is there anything that's damaging to Trump that could be used to impeach him? Anything?
No. They did try to make this big deal about the fact that, remember, the fourth The fourth violation of the law that Cohen pleaded guilty to was a supposed violation of federal campaign finance laws when he made hush money payments to two women who claimed that they'd had affairs with the president. But the problem with that is that, experts on federal campaign finance law and former commissioners of the FEC, including me, have publicly said that making payments to a mistress, that's not a violation of campaign finance law. Why? Because the federal rules and laws only govern campaign-related expenses. And making hush money payments to a mistress when you are a celebrity, that's a personal expense. And we know that that's not a campaign finance violation. How do we know? Because the one and only time the government tried to say claim that was, remember when they tried to prosecute John Edwards?
Yes, Edwards, and his girlfriend who had his baby.
Yes, and she got paid $1 million, not personally by Edwards, but by his campaign contributors, and she was actually working for the campaign at the time. And not only did the government lose that case, a jury said, that's not a campaign finance violation, but the Federal Election Commission, which is charged with enforcing the law, when they audited the Edwards campaign, they came back and said, hush money payments to a mistress, that's not a campaign-related expense.
Right, and I never thought it was. The fact is, you're allowed to have an affair with who you want in a free world before you ever run for office. Now, all this would be different if, I guess, A, it happened during the campaign or during your presidency, or would that be different? And B, would it be different if you used campaign money? Then all of that changes, right?
If you make personal payments during a campaign, that doesn't change it. But I can guarantee you this, that if a candidate running for Congress use campaign funds to pay off a mistress, the FEC would prosecute him for using campaign funds to pay a personal expense. By the way, look, even if we assume for just a second that these payments were actually violations of campaign finance law, I really don't see how in the world Democrats can claim, oh, that's an impeachable offense, because if they do, they're going to have to explain why they did not impeach Barack Obama, who after the 2008 campaign was found by the FEC to have violated numerous campaign finance laws. He agreed to pay one of the largest, civil penalties ever imposed by the FEC, $350,000.
Right. By the way, you mentioned something a minute ago. I want to clarify it. Are you a former FCC commissioner? You said former FCC. I didn't know that. We got to put that in your bio for now on, Hans. Come on. That's a big thing.
No, I spent 2 years on the Federal Election Commission, so I actually know what I'm talking about. campaign finance law.
Who appointed you to the FCC? Who was the president at the time?
George Bush did.
Okay, very good. George W. Bush?
Yeah.
George W. Bush, got it. Okay, just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. You said it so casually, but you're an impressive guy. That's very cool. So I mean, there's nothing came out today that's illegal. I mean, literally, here's the question. I'll ask you to answer it straight on one more time. Do the Democrats have any grounds for Trump's impeachment based on today's hearings?
No, I don't think so at all. And the other thing I think people should keep in mind is, remember, when Cohen pleaded guilty, DOJ prosecutors filed a sentencing memorandum with the judge describing Cohen, describing their interactions with him. And one of the things they said about him is that his entire professional and personal life, he practiced a pattern of deception. Not only that, but he was constantly trying to blame others for his wrongdoing. Does that sound familiar? Is that what he did today?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And by the way, he's going away for 3 years. I find it interesting that he's going away. I happen to be Jewish. He's going away for 3 years to Otisville Prison, which is for all the Orthodox Jews who want kosher meals and want to hang out all day long with rabbis. It's kind of funny because I'm sure in his whole life, Cohen was never religious, ever, ever, ever. But now all of a sudden he's clinging to religion. You know, what was that Obama thing? Christians cling to their guns and their Bible. I think Cohen is clinging to his, to his Jewish roots at this point, but I thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, he's going to serve 3 years in prison. Did you hear today, Hans, that the heir to the Gambino crime family says he's going to get whacked in prison, Cohen, because he said the prisoners love Trump and they hate rats. So this guy's going to get whacked in prison. That's his prediction.
Oh, my goodness. No, I did not hear that.
I don't think he realized he's going to a Jewish prison with kosher food when he said that, but that might negate any problems he's going to have. It's the most minimum security prison in the entire United States prison system, if, in fact, that's the one it appears he's assigned to and it winds up going through. So, all right, Hans von Spakovsky from the Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, one of my favorite groups in the world, and also we found out today something new, former FCC commissioner. Very impressive. Hans, thanks for coming on the show.
Anything, anytime.
Sounds like we dodged a bullet today. Nothing terrible out of all that. Lots of bluster, lots of threats, lots of big accusations, and absolutely nothing that will stick. That's why he's the Teflon Don. That's why someone may want to whack Michael Cohen in prison on behalf of the Teflon Don. All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. When we get back, Hollywood freaks out over Michael Cohen's hearing. Trump's going down. GOP is a death cult. Wait till you hear what Hollywood star said that. Sick people. Mental illness abounds in Hollywood. Lots of wackos. Boy, are they going to be disappointed. The Teflon Don does it again. And wait till he comes out tomorrow's, you know, the end of the North Korean negotiations with Kim Jong-un, and he announces some big deal. Wipe him off the face of the earth. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever, Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. If you-
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor, or one of the main title sponsors of the show. One of them. Tangible Investments CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. Lots of good things happening with gold, by the way. We've got this giant offer. See if I can find it for you. Hold on. I mentioned it on the TV show last night. This giant offer that's, you know, kind of the beginning of good times for the gold industry. First of all, central banks are right now buying the most gold in 50 years because they realize there's a problem in the world economy. It's dysfunctional. And there's all kinds of problems. And second of all, Barrick just made a bid for $17.8 billion for Newmont Mining. $17.8 billion. A big gold deal used to be like $100 million. Now it's $17.8 billion. A lot of people believe that is the beginning of a giant move up in gold, and gold has done really well lately. So now is the time to buy gold. If you're a conservative, you know you believe in gold. I believe in gold. I'm a gold bug. Gold will always be there when you need it in a disaster or a war or any sort of a national emergency. So you want to own gold as really just wealth insurance. That's what it is. And after you deal with tangible investments, you're never going to buy from anyone else ever again. So call them now, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions. It could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. Call now to qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Do you qualify? Only one way to find out. Call 800-780-9000. My friends at Tangible. Here's a great article I just found online. Mainstream media blacks out the Democrats' infanticide vote. There's no good way to spin the Democrats' vote. So many in the mainstream media ignored it. I was going to have some fun at the expense of CNN this morning, contrasting the news site's headline for the Democrats' gun restriction bill, House to vote on gun backgrounds check bill with bipartisan support, which has garnered exactly four Republican co-sponsors, with its headline for the Senator Ben Sasse's anti-infanticide bill, which I was certain would be solely about the GOP despite having four Democratic senators voting to move the bill forward. Turns out it was even better. There was nothing to contrast because, as far as I could tell, CNN never featured a single story regarding the Democratic Party blocking of Sasse's Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, which would have saved newborn babies who survive abortion from actual homicide. CNN didn't even bother producing one of those predictably prejudiced pieces like the ones we saw in Politico or the Washington Post mischaracterizing Sasse's bill as anti-abortion. They didn't bother with the conservatives' pounce stories like the Daily Beast or Vox. They didn't bother, like so many others, to distract from the number of viable babies being aborted by stressing only 1.5% of the procedures are in post-20 weeks, rather than pointing out there are somewhere around 15,000 to 18,000 aborted every year. They just ignored it. CNN features a long string of stories about Trump's foreign lawyer, Michael Cohen, on the site, surely legitimate news, but not one about a highly unpopular policy position that is supported by every Democratic Party presidential hopeful in the Senate. This issue that dominated the political discussions of around half the country yesterday was not worth a single piece from this unbiased, undeterred, truth-seeking, information-gathering operation called CNN. I wonder why that is. Wow. That's a great point. By the way, they're missing something that I thought this article was about. Forget about the fact that CNN didn't cover it. They used the Cohen deal. They always bring out things like this at the exact moment to bury the biggest stories burying the Democratic Party. So you got Jussie Smollett, and you got Democrats voting to kill babies. And you've got Trump in North Vietnam trying to put together world peace with Kim Jong-un. And all of them were buried by these hearings. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen, and nobody cares. And here's Hollywood freaking out over it all. Michael Cohen produced nothing. You just heard from Hans von Spakovsky. Absolutely nothing. He's a legal expert, former FCC commissioner. Nothing. You got nothing. You got nothing. But Hollywood treated Cohen's hearing like a blockbuster event. John Cusack, another leader of the morons with no brains. You know the stones the doctors took out of my kidney this week? Bigger than his pea-sized brain. It's good for America to see how the GOP is a complete death cult, John Cusack explained. The right-wingers on the committee seem determined to discredit Michael Cohen. That's all they have, Bette Midler said. They don't give a damn about the truth. Circling the wagons looks like they want to throw the American people under the bus again. That's Bette Midler. Oh, the GOP is pissed that we haven't even started. This is going to be good Trump going down day. Cohen gonna testify, hashtag Rosie O'Donnell. What a moron. Deborah Messing focused on Cohen's claim that Trump knew about WikiLeaks dumping stolen emails before they were released. Celebrity activist Alyssa Milano, reminder, speaking of the President of the United States, she focused on Trump's claim that Trump's a racist and con man. Westworld actor Jeffrey Wright. Mark Meadows really rolled out a black woman like a prop to bolster his racism angle. Okay, Tex. Chelsea Handler used the event to poke fun at rich white men. This Cohen testimony showed me a lot of things, but mostly these rich white men could benefit from a nightly moisturizing routine. It's actually kind of funny. Michael Cohen's opening statement to Congress passed around by Mia Farrow. Anything worth watching on TV today? Mark Hamill. If a lying, cheating, convicted felon eats a sandwich and you want to know if the chef is poisoning the food, it doesn't matter the criminal lied about bank fraud. Sean Astin. They're all the same. Hollywood is living in a dream world because Trump's getting reelected by a mile. And you're just making it worse upon yourselves. Newsmax TV right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
12.